Hagley's Craft Fair, Jessica, is coming up, celebrating 40 years. Tell me all about it.
Sure. So the craft fair started in 1978 here at Hagley, and it really started as a textile fair, and it was meant to really celebrate the history of textiles on the Brandywine. A lot of people might not realize, but our visitor center here at Hagley, the building that you check in at when you come to the museum, Henry Clay Mill was actually a cotton mill in the 1800s. So we started this fair 40 years ago now, really to honor that history, you know, how textiles were made and manufactured here on the Brandywine. And so the fair has just evolved over the years. Now we have artists who specialize in jewelry, textiles, glass, wood, pottery. This year we have a blacksmith coming from Maryland. He makes wine racks, candle holders, tables, things like that. One of our most popular vendors who comes out is Sue Ann Cox. She's from Hokesson. She calls her shop the Fairy Potter, and she makes many replicas of Rockford Tower here in Wilmington, and also the World War II towers down at the beach. So those sell out every year. They're really adorable. You can put them in your garden. You can put them in your house. They're super cute. We also, this year, are really excited. We have some alpacas coming from the Painted Sky Alpaca Farm in Cecil County, Maryland. And so that kind of touches back on our history of textiles. The alpaca fiber is used to make blankets and different things that the Painted Sky Alpaca Farm sells. They'll be selling those items at the craft fair, but they'll also have some alpacas there for people to touch and pet and take selfies with and whatever they'd like to do. So the craft fair is really, it's a nice event. It's $5 admission, so it's very affordable, and we just have a lot going on. We also have an outdoor food market with people who make, you know, jams and jellies and chocolates and pretzels and things like that. So you can not only get, you know, some craft items, but also some edible items as well.
I'm sure that gets a lot of attention, the food, the specialty food market.
It does. Yeah, we have a woman who comes from Milton, and she brings her jams and jellies, and they're delicious. I can vouch for them. They're very good. That is a very popular part of the craft fair.
Jessica, explain to everybody what makes Hagley great for this event.
Sure. So we hold this event in two of our historic buildings, the Soda House and the library. And Hagley is this, you know, beautiful location right along the Brandywine. It's been here since 1802, and those buildings have been here. The Soda House is a lot older than the library, but they're both historic buildings. It's a beautiful backdrop for something like this, where we're really embracing people being innovative and creative and coming up with different things, you know, using their hands to make crafts and to sell them, to make a living, really. And so we celebrate that here. It's really appropriate for Hagley, and it's something we're really proud of, and we love this event. It comes around every year. It's just a lot of fun. And it's fall, so it's beautiful here on the property. The leaves are just starting to change. So it's a really nice way for people to see Hagley and to you know, support the local crafters.
Hagley's Craft Fair is coming up on Saturday, October 20th. So again, how can people get tickets? Do you have to go to your website? If so, what is it? And again, you mentioned admission, only $5.
Sure, yeah. So people actually can just buy admission the day of the event. We actually hold it on Saturday, October 20th and Sunday, October 21st. So it's a two-day event. So if you can't come out on Saturday, come out on Sunday. It runs all day, 10 a.m. to 5 on Saturday and 10 a.m. to 4 on Sunday. $5 at the door. You can purchase tickets there. We welcome everyone.
So. I hate to, you know, bring this up, Jessica, but what about in case of inclement weather?
Sure. So we have plans in place. We do have crafters who are outside, but we have plenty of space in the two buildings. So if we look at the forecast and there's rain coming, we can move those crafters inside. So we always plan for the weather. And this year has been, you know, rainy every weekend. So we've had to change a lot of things, but we're ready for it. So we encourage people to come out, rain or shine.